All right, everyone, welcome back to Morning Positivity Reset. Your daily dose of sunshine in your ears, even if it's raining cats and dogs outside. I'm your girl Jessica Lane, here to help you kickstart your day with a little bit of pep in your step and maybe, just maybe, a whole lot less stress on your mind. Today, we're diving into something super important. How to overcome anxiety and find that elusive peace we all crave. Ever feel like your brain is running a marathon while you're stuck in slow motion? Like there's this constant pressure cooker inside your head, just waiting to explode? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing at the mere thought of a presentation, or a social gathering, or even just picking up the phone to make a call? Anxiety can be a real buzzkill, folks. But guess what? It doesn't have to rule your life. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat things and pretend anxiety is a walk in the park. It's a legitimate struggle, but it's one we can absolutely tackle head on. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those anxious moments and find a little more peace in your day. Firstly, acknowledging your anxiety is crucial. This isn't about dwelling on the negative, but recognizing it for what it is. A feeling, a signal, not a definition of who you are. Imagine your anxiety as a guest at a party you didn't invite. You don't have to kick them out, but you definitely don't want them hogging all the snacks and monopolizing the conversation. Acknowledge their presence, say, "Hey, I see you're here," and then politely redirect the focus back to something more positive. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. Anxiety often thrives on worst-case scenarios and catastrophic thinking. When that inner voice starts spiraling, ask yourself, "Is this thought really true? Or, what evidence do I have to support this?" Often, our anxieties are based on imagined threats rather than actual dangers. Speaking of danger, remember that taking care of your physical health is paramount. Stress and anxiety can wreak havoc on your body, so make sure you're eating nourishing foods, getting enough sleep. That's a big one. And incorporating some form of movement into your routine. Think about it like this. A healthy body is more resilient to stress, just like a well-maintained car runs smoother. Now, let's talk about finding those moments of calm. Meditation, deep breathing exercises, spending time in nature. These are all powerful tools to help you quiet your mind and center yourself. Imagine it like pressing the reset button on your mental state. Finally, don't forget that it's okay to ask for help. We aren't superheroes, folks. Sometimes, we need a little support to navigate those tough times. Talking to a trusted friend or family member, or seeking professional guidance from a therapist can make all the difference. Remember, reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah used to be terrified of public speaking. Her palms would sweat, her heart would race, and she'd feel like everyone was judging her every word. She dreaded presentations like the plague. But then, she decided to join a public speaking group. It wasn't easy at first, but with each speech, she felt a little more confident. She started challenging those negative thoughts that crept into her mind. "I can't do this," or "everyone thinks I'm terrible." She replaced them with positive affirmations like, "I am capable," and "I have something valuable to share." Guess what? Sarah now enjoys public speaking. It wasn't a magic cure, but with consistent effort and the right support, she transformed her anxiety into confidence. So, my friends, remember this. You are not alone in this journey. Anxiety is a common experience, but it doesn't have to define you. By acknowledging your feelings, challenging those negative thoughts, taking care of yourself, finding moments of calm, and seeking support when needed, you can overcome anxiety and find that peace you deserve. Take action today. Write down one thing you learned from this podcast that you can implement in your daily life. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And most importantly, remember to be kind to yourself. You've got this. I'll catch you bright and early tomorrow for another dose of Morning Positivity Reset. Until then, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.